mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. The Atlantic and others are attacking me, Jeffrey Goldberg. The warp speed rise of deatherism. And they're quoting my interviews here with high-level globalist CFR members that bin Laden was dead many, many years ago, 9 years ago, nine-plus years ago. And now you notice that Panetta is leaving last week, they announced, leaving the CIA to go to the Pentagon. Petraeus to fix intelligence is going to the CIA. And Panetta is the big hero. Man, they did this. They took out bin Laden. This could not be more staged. And they're also positioning Petraeus for the presidential run. Let's talk about that. And then also the Al-Qaeda commanders. Anwar al-Awlaki, they tell us, is number two. But also number two is Adam Gadan, former Mr. Perlman, whose granddaddy ran the ADL. He was arrested once for beating up Muslims outside mosque. He hated them so much. But then he joined Al-Qaeda so he could be the pretext to put out videos uploaded in the same video layer as the Intel Center video, showing they're the ones putting it out. I mean, this is some bold psyops, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, Panetta, who was not really liked at the CIA, yes, this puts a big feather in old Joe Camel's hat there when he goes over to the Pentagon. I mean, there's just too many things involved with this. So they decided that they had to defrost bin Laden. And but look, nobody got an eyeball on his body. Like I say, there was nothing on NSA intercepts, and they have that area well covered, indicating there was an operation going on to get bin Laden. Obama tried to say, well, we weren't sure, but I authorized this when we had good intelligence. I mean, who's he fooling? He doesn't tell the truth about anything. If President Obama told me it was a nice day, I'd have to, you know, put my head out the window and get my own opinion of that. But now I see that they're trying to spin this NSA story, because now they're saying what got NSA interested in that particular house was the fact there were no cell phones or any communications coming out of there like all the other houses in the area, and that's why they thought it was suspicious. So it looks like they're trying to cover themselves by saying it was a communications dead zone just in that one house that turned out to be, that's supposedly where bin Laden was staying.
So you've got the same breakdown. I mean, I knew it as soon as I heard it last night, but today, Al-Qaeda's about to hit, give all your rights up, never mind the foreign banks looting you, the dollar dying, gas prices. We killed bin Laden, but we got to take all your rights because they're about to retaliate.
Oh, I think so. I think this is, you know, they're just playing everybody in this country and elsewhere. I mean, did you see Tony Blair was on there patting him? He almost broke his arm patting himself on the back. Saying this was a great thing. And I mean, you know, the liars are out in force right now because they've seen this great psyop, this great wag the dog Hollywood made feature come to the small screen, and they're just tripping over themselves trying to praise one another and themselves.
Well, Wayne Madsen, I'm going to come back and take some calls from military folks to get their view on this. I'll try to calmly recap just all the incredible evidence of how ridiculous this is. But as Joseph Goebbels said, good, effective propaganda is simple and something that people want to buy into. And, you know, who likes Osama bin Laden? So it's, oh my gosh, he's dead. Isn't that great? This is so ridiculous, and it's also frightening. It signifies the escalation in events that we're now entering. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think And I agree, we may see the worst yet to come with all this noise about retaliation now. Everybody's talking about it on the corporate media.
WayneMadsenReport.com or Infowars.com. Thank you so much, Wayne, for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with your phone calls, then Paul Watson coming up in about 20 minutes. Your phone call straight ahead and a big recap and a bunch of other news. What's happening while we're busy looking at this?
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Joseph Watson, who's been hot on this trail for now over 9 years of the upcoming stage rollout of the dead Bin Laden, is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with calls after that. I'm about to go to your calls, but doing research now for a video we're about to put out, breaking down the evidence concisely of the hoax of the Bin Laden killing supposedly yesterday. We have Teresa Hines Carey coming out in 2003-04 saying the word Washington was he was dead and frozen. Walter Cronkite coming out and saying it. Then Madeleine Albright on Fox News and CNN. We have the mainstream news articles about that. We're trying to ferret out the video. I played the video at the time. It's around here somewhere. But we've got the articles with her quotes. But remember where you heard it first. Steve Pachinik, CFR member, author, and former deputy Secretary of State under Kissinger, who worked with Bin Laden, from his own words, saying he's frozen, they're going to roll him out in the future, maybe a year, maybe 10 years. Well, we now know it's almost 10. That article, the transcript, we're trying to dig out the MP3. We've saved all our shows and haven't kept very good records. If you can find the interview from the date, it's got the date of it in April 2002, over 9 years ago, Council on Foreign Relations member Stephen R. Pachinik It's in the article, Inside Source, Bin Laden's corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade. We had General Hamid Ghul, former head of what you could call Taliban and Al-Qaeda, back when our media said they were great, on saying he believes it's a hoax. What was the exact quote? He said part of a fable, part of make-believe. Chris, Robert, Rusty, Paul, others, I really appreciate you holding. Is Andrew first, John? So Robert is first. Robert in Georgia. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey. Okay, so I used to work at a secret government base. It was a artillery fire base type thing. It was literally 100 yards from what they call Atomic Annie. Have you ever heard of that thing?
Tell us about it.
Atomic Annie is the only artillery fire to fire atomic missiles.
It's a frog. It's a tactical nuke. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what they were meant to do was they were going to set up a whole border upon, like, the USSR border back in the 70s, and they were just going to fire these things like mad.
It's to knock out the 10-to-1 superiority of the Russian armor.
Basically, yeah, yeah, it was to, because...
I mean, I know what the artillery-fired nukes are. I had forgotten the name Atomic Andy. Yes, I know about it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the only one that's still on display. It's on display, like... Okay, so anyways, we had been holding tactical fire defenses against the Eastern Asian period for a long time, and also against the equator. And there's a lot of, Pakistan was one of our main targets. We used to practice every single day shooting down Pakistan with nukes. And, that's just, once I saw it come out today, I mean, Bush had this thing lined up, and he gave it up because he did the whole mission accomplished thing, and he kind of put egg on his face. So,
that's what Hamid Ghul said. He said that it looks like they're creeping towards a full-on attack and snatching the nukes of Pakistan because Saudi Arabia has been running to them for help. And I'm telling you, folks, this is World War III type developments that are lining up. Anything else that you'd like to add, sir?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, India and Pakistan are two opposing nations, and we have taken the side of India, and we are going to take the side of India, and so that means we're gonna go all out. So
I appreciate your call. Yeah, those two have been on the verge of the war with each other. I could tell you didn't like talking about classified things, but really none of that's a secret. I just wasn't aware they were planning to use artillery. I've seen the footage of out in Nevada, them testing the big artillery firing nukes, and you see the big rail-loaded artillery. It's on rail. Fire, it recoils hundreds of feet. Boom, rolls back, and then you wait a few seconds, and you see mushroom cloud 5 miles away. Very powerful. All right, let's listen, Davy Crockett and all the rest of them. That's a two-man team weapon. Let's go ahead, and I wanted to go to Rusty, but he just hung up. Toll-free number for military and others to give us their take on this, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you buy all this, if you think they killed bin Laden and the dollar saved, you love Obama now, the bankers are good, Federal Reserve's fine, nothing to worry about, the wars are great, they killed him, you know, it's Miller time, I'd like to hear from you as well, 800-259-9231. Or if you don't like him putting out a fake photo of him dead last night knowingly and feel like that's suspicious, or them not showing you the body suspicious, or all these top people 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago coming out saying he was on ice, it was staged. But see, you thought it'd be Bush doing it for political purposes. These people work for the same corporate interest. Obama, Bush, it's all staged. Remember Bush saying, I like Obama, after he was leaving office. He was president-elect still. Or are currently in, but President-elect Obama was about to come in. And he's like, he won't complain when the Depression hits and everything bad happens. He won't say, oh, poor me. Remember that clip? It's all a big joke, and I'm not going to be suckered by it. Paul in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, What about the fact that they say that they had the intel 9 months ago on this compound, but Osama bin Laden is supposedly the one who killed thousands in the Trade Center, yet he's in the same location for over 9 months. It sounds like a guy who's really worried about getting caught, as opposed to someone like Saddam Hussein, who supposedly didn't sleep in the same place, in the same night. That he'd sleep there in one.
Well, that's right. And Pakistan is overrun. In fact, I was reading that in the AP. In fact, I'll try to dig it out, or you guys search it, because I'll never find it in the 50 or so articles. Search attack on bin Laden compound called off 9 months ago, because I did read that. And they also said a month ago they were going to bomb it with a whole bunch of stealth bombers with 2,000-pound bombs, but they didn't want to hurt people in nearby buildings. They have an open policy if we can kill hundreds of innocent people to kill one bad guy. But, oh, to get bin Laden, we didn't want to hurt the neighbors. I mean, does anyone, exactly, 9 months on the edge of a major city, military bases all around it, and nobody knew Osama bin Laden. Folks, I've been with movie stars in Austin, Texas, in California, in other areas, just because they call up, they want me to come visit with them. We become friends, they come visit me, whatever. And people notice them through tinted windows. They decide to go in a gas station to use the bathroom. By the time they come back out, you're pumping gas, 20 cars are there. There's nobody with more visual globally known, except for like a George Bush, a Barack Obama, a Elvis, Osama bin Laden. I mean, does anyone believe this? And then he kept putting out addresses in the same turban, the same beard. So they make us believe he hadn't gotten plastic surgery. But then those are fake. They then admit that stuff is from 99-2000 recut, or it's fake. And then they admit it's fake. They admittedly lie to us constantly and say they killed him 9 times. What do you say to that, Paul?
That's ridiculous. It just goes into, if you're really trying to elude and evade capture, are you really going to stay in the same place for 9 months? Or are you going to be, are you going to be constantly moving?
He would have a nose job. He would be wearing Western clothes. He would look nothing like it. He'd wear blue contacts. He'd have his ears fixed. This is what the CIA does. It's asinine. A 6'4", 6'6". Look up how tall he is. That's big for those folks. Giant guy who can. Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, what about Donald Trump or Trump Holdings and the purchase of Blackwater? Have you heard anything about that?
No, but I mean, Donald Trump is as dirty as a, speaking of bathrooms, as a side of the road, 7-Eleven bathroom. I mean, I just don't know what, I mean, it's all about the hype. I tried to go see his address and turned it on, and it was The Apprentice that I'd never seen, with all these people posing and acting weird, and then the president cuts in. It's all theater. I appreciate your call. It is all 100% theater. We're going to go to break and come back with Paul Joseph Watson with Key Intel Breakdown from PrisonPlanet.com. Eric in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to call in and say, I'm ex-Army. I remember about a month after 9/11 occurred, I was sent to Pakistan, and our mission was to provide support for the CIA who were operating the drone planes. And now I'm looking at news articles and on CNN and C-SPAN, and they're suggesting that, oh, well, Pakistan was hiding Osama bin Laden. They're assisting in him trying not to be captured. And I just think that's bogus, because the whole time I was there, that was the whole mission, was to find him within Pakistan.
And Pakistan was helping you, because I've talked to other soldiers, but they said that they would tell you, you're in an area U.S. troops have never been. There'd be graffiti, MREs, shell casings laying around, and you'd meet buddies later who'd been there a month before. It was all part of a media show. Is that your take?
Well, yeah, of course. It's definitely my take. They definitely manipulate everything through the media. Another thing, too, while I was there providing support, we would do things as far as burning trash and burning waste that we produced while we were there. And we worked side by side with Pakistani soldiers. And there's a big misconception out there saying, oh, the Muslim religion, they don't want you to see their wives. They want to cover them up. These guys were about my age, early 20s, and they were eager to show me their wife. They were really eager into knowing about American culture, and the whole misconception of this is bogus.
No, it is. They bring in the radical Muslims to kick out the non-radicals. That's the whole plan. Look what they're doing to Gaddafi with al-Qaeda right now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on.
All right, Paul Watson for the balance of the hour. We've also got a Don in Germany, Matt in Arizona, and other current or former military who've dealt with the Islamic jihadis. and their take on this whole situation. None of them are buying it. If you're military and you do buy it, 800-259-9231. You're driving down the road, you think I'm a hardcore commie because I'm for the Second Amendment. I'm against the open borders. I'm anti-New World Order, and I don't buy any of this Bin Laden killed yesterday baloney. I don't buy the fake photo they put out and later admit it was fake. I don't buy the buried at sea. I've got all the inside intel sources, some of them public, highest level of government, telling me this was fake 9 years ago. Yeah, you better believe I don't buy it. But here's another issue. Last week, within hours of the birth certificate, the long form coming out, we had our Photoshop experts look at it. Yes, we know in the particular program that we were in that it separates layers out. That's not our point. We mentioned that, and that the computer saw the faked areas, the faked letters for itself, and now a lot of other digital experts 4 or 5 days later are figuring this out. Our video now has close to 600,000 views with the proof that it's a fraud. Here's WorldNet Daily. Online birth certificate document was changed, and basically what you find is there are typewritten letters. And with a typewriter, every letter is different because the ink, even though the metal stamper is the same, the way the ink is applied and is laid down, the way you hit the key, how much ink it had, the way it slaps the paper, where the paper is in its roll, is the paper lined up properly? Everyone is unique, like a snowflake, the way it stamps and splatters. These have been blown up, like we said last week, and there are letters that are identical in different lines from the supposed same typewriter. That's impossible. The pixels are identical. It's fake. Okay? And it's just common sense. Then we blow up the birth certificate, the one the White House put out. Now there's two other versions of the same thing, but with different stamps and things on it. I mean, this is meant to be a debate. This is meant to be a distraction. Because they don't want it debated too long. The more time goes by, the more folks don't buy it. So you're on to the next hoax, which has Bin Laden killed. And by the time that info comes out that it's a hoax, there'll be the next hoax. This is high-tech psyop. But it was designed to get a debate going and then discredit those that were trying to expose the fraud. But the areas that have been altered don't have pixels that are have artifacts because it's new and high-res. The areas that are the original photo scan have the pixels everywhere. So you can see it, even in its native layers, that it's different areas that have been doctored. It was done very shoddily. And now WorldNet Daily says, computer document expert who analyzed online images of Barack's purported certificate of live birth for WorldNet Daily confirmed there are anomalies inconsistent with simple scanning process, and there is evidence that it's been manipulated, but there's no way to determine exactly what may have been modified. Not true. Just listen. With typewriters, you don't have the exact same pixel layout per word, per letter, okay? Because it goes off the gradient color, and that's what affects. The point is, it's a fraud. All right, let's go to Watson. We're going to break here in a minute, Watson, but give us a – I've been all over the map. I'm so overwhelmed by this. What's your bottom line take on this incredible Bin Laden hoax, why they're releasing it now, as I predicted last night, hyping incredible terrorists coming out of this? This is incredible.
Well, Alex, I don't understand why everybody's celebrating when our great ally is dead. I mean, we're supporting al-Qaeda in Libya. We're supporting them overthrow the government in Iran. We supported Bin Laden in Serbia and Kosovo in the 90s. We supported Bin Laden in the 80s. He's been very helpful to the U.S. military-industrial complex in the wanton slaughter of innocent people in broken-back third-world countries. And those people that are now celebrating his death are tending to forget that great contribution that Osama Bin Laden made as an ally to the U.S. military-industrial complex. So I'm baffled as to why people are happy that he's dead when he's been of such great use over the past three decades.
And remember Bandar Bush a few months after 9/11 on Larry King Live, the U.S. ambassador from Saudi Arabia, their ambassador here. King talked bad about Bin Laden. He said, don't talk bad about him. He's a great hero. That's because there was the dual propaganda over there. They were saying he was good, but it wasn't polite to point out that Saudi Arabia was saying how great he was and that he's admittedly CIA. The good news is this has all gone mega viral. We didn't just go to bed last night at midnight when all this was happening. We stayed up much of the night and got the intel out. Great job to you, Kurt Nimmo, Jaron Nyhard, myself. Absolutely knocked it out of the park. My wife was helping last night.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Remember, on May 25th, 2010, the Washington Post basically just let it slip out like you do kind of quietly in church to hope nobody notices the foul little gaseous dropping that, yeah, the CIA made fake bin Laden videos for the American people. Didn't matter, all those university heads and experts and linguists had looked at the video, studied the voice. They were all fake, or they were old videos re-edited. I could just look and go, that's the same video, the same jacket. He never ages. Well, now they just admit it's all fake. Fake photo yesterday issued in all the newspapers, TV. Then later, yeah, it is fake when folks pointed it out. But it doesn't matter. It feels good to see it, and people, the general public, will always think that was real. In fact, there are still news outlets out there reporting that's the photo. You can't see the body. It's been thrown in the ocean. If you go back to habeas corpus, it wasn't just if you're going to arrest you for murder, they need to find the body to say you committed murder. Show us the corpse. Habeas corpus. That also was for the king. If he said, letter of mark, go out and find this highwayman, this thief, dead or alive, 30 pounds, dead or alive, and you had to bring in the dead body. In fact, if somebody had run to Europe 1,000 miles away, they generally wouldn't pay for it unless you had the body shipped, even if it was rotten. So what they would a lot of times would do would chop the head off and put it in a bag of salt and then just rush back, because you could get huge bounties for getting traitors or criminals. Habeas corpus, show us the corpse. Produce the corpse. Bring forward the corpse. But we don't get to have the corpse, do we? No, we don't. It's so convenient. He now joins the mythical Elvis and all the other famed people that have been kidnapped by flying saucers. But don't worry, the Al-Qaeda's going to hit us and hit us hard, and there's nukes buried in America. And watching Obama's body language, we have Panetta leaving the CIA to go to defense. We have Petraeus, the two P's, the PP, leaving and going. So Petraeus is leaving defense as the general and going over to CIA, and Panetta's going from CIA over to defense, the reshuffling so they can fix intelligence better. And it's positioning Petraeus as the big hero, the guy that got bin Laden. Man, he can get it done when he isn't feigning. And he's a big CFR laureate and big globalist, pro-one world government, anti-gun. Republicans will vote for him in a minute. You got bin Laden, here's my gun. My dollar's devalued, gas is going to be $7 a gallon, but Petraeus got tough. That's all that matters in America. Watson, how big is it that Walter Cronkite, Hines Kerry, Madeleine Albright went on TV and said they've got the body frozen. This is right before the election. After we first in 2002, from White House sources, two of them secret, one of them public, Steve Pachinik, former deputy under Kissinger, who knew bin Laden, coming out and saying it was all fake, he was frozen, that they would roll it out. I mean, this is a big public secret in Washington. And now they've done this. It shows how desperate they are. Watson, you've got the floor, because I want to get to some calls coming up, too. Full spectrum, what are the key points here?
Well, in relation to what you were just talking about, we reported that they had him on ice. It started to come out. You had top intelligence professionals, respected ones, saying that that was the case. And then Democrats, just before the 2004 election, started making a big stink about it. So literally 3 days before the election, they wheeled out the next best thing, which was this videotape of bin Laden basically dissing Bush. Of course, it gave Bush the 3 or 4 percentage points he needed to overturn Kerry and win the election. And it was this bin Laden with a dyed beard, as if that would ever happen. And so they chose the next best thing. So they had the opportunity to do it then, and they probably pulled back from it because there were so many Democrats making such a big stink about it. So that's why he's been on ice for that long. In relation to the phony image that we were talking about earlier, it was confirmed as a hoax. I wrote an article immediately saying this is a hoax. Why is it on the top of the Daily Mail website? Why is it on the top of the London Telegraph website? Why is it being played across the Middle East? And indeed, The Guardian, on their own live blog last night in the early hours of the morning, was speculating whether it was real or fake. And then today, they have the nerve to come out and blame, quote, conspiracy theorists for circulating this image as a genuine picture of the dead bin Laden. And by the term conspiracy theorists, they basically mean us. When we were there right at the very start saying it was a hoax, when all the mainstream media were saying this is a picture of dead bin Laden.
But it shows their hatred of their listeners and viewers and readers, how they treat them with total contempt. And now they're saying that it was kill, not captured, no prisoners taken, because whatever poor guy they had in there. It turns out that the White House was doing drills. Jerry Bruckheimer, we know, with the saving the private in Iraq, that they ran drills of that, and that was scripted, and that nobody was resisting, and that the area had been safe for 2 days, and they knew that it was safe, so they did like a scripting event. This could have been some poor guy thinking he was part of some script then they send the forces in to kill him, believing they killed bin Laden. I mean, that's how globalists do that a lot. Oh, you're part of a drill. Get on these airplanes. Nerve gas is released. They're remote controlled. You're part of a drill. Go on board these buses or trains. Now, they've been caught doing that. Or MI6 dressed up like Al-Qaeda guys with big beards running around shooting police and stuff in Basra. They got caught. Folks, don't forget all of this. I mean, they do this over and over again. It's like if you have a neighbor that always lies, always cheats, always steals, you don't give them the keys to your safety deposit box and your car and your house. Here's more. U.S. carried out operation at my discretion. Obama's a tough, big, great man, isn't he? Boy, we got to love him. Official, bin Laden given religious funeral before sea burial. Give me a break. Mission was to kill, not capture. No prisoners taken. That's the way the Russians do it when they stage an event. They just go in and kill a bunch of people and say they were in there. The White House is now debating releasing a photo. I thought they already had the photo of the corpse. I mean, why would they have to release the photo of the corpse? Because people for a few hours were kind of attaboy, boy, it feels good, we got them. But a lot of people go, wait a minute. Something's going on here. Paul, I think this is going to blow up in their face unless they hurry up and stage their terror attack.
Well, that's the whole point about it. Basically, they've wheeled out the words of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who, because he's been tortured until kingdom come for the past 5 years, and basically admits to being, you know, Jack the Ripper, the gunman on the grassy knoll, and the Grinch who stole Christmas and everything else under the sun. He was supposedly planning to attack buildings in the US before they even existed. He's the one that led them to the location of bin Laden, and now he's the one from these WikiLeaks documents, again, WikiLeaks backing up the US military industrial complex, as they routinely do, just a few days ago, coming out and saying that there's going to be this nuclear holocaust if bin Laden is captured. And it's all about terror fear-mongering. Now you've got the increased bag patrols in the metro, the subway stations.
Oh, yeah, the war on terror is not ending. People are like, can I not have you grab my crotch? Can I have shampoo? And they're like, oh, no, WikiLeaks, Al-Qaeda to unleash nuclear hellstorm of Osama killed. Son, worst is yet to come. Bin Laden, protected by Pakistani security. Fear, security tightened at New York airports, Times Square, World Trade Center. It's so scary. Napolitano, heightened state of vigilance. U.S. issues worldwide travel alert. Chemical biological response teams pulled and recalled from Japan. Oh, it's so scary. Taliban commander vows to avenge death. U.S. faces broad terror attack. Report, Pakistani intelligence agents on site during raid, unclear who fired fatal shot. Report, DNA testing confirms bin Laden's death and that the world is flat. White House, 99.9% sure he's dead. Pentagon, wife identified him by name during raid. Oh, yes, it's all real. So they're just there telling us it's real. Oh, it's real. It's real. Believe us. Believe us. And now we're not worried about the banks imploding our system. We're not worried about the dollar plunging our gas prices. I mean, good job, military. You got them. Now let us take your pension funds. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned the ABC News story, and I mean, they call us conspiracy theorists. This thing about the U.S. chemical biological experts being withdrawn from Japan as if it's some kind of response to the deadly nuclear Al-Qaeda holocaust that's coming. Those people were withdrawn days ago at the request of the Japanese government because the Japanese government said they didn't need them. ABC News has baselessly connected it to the bin Laden story to craft this hoax to strike the fear of God into people that they expect, you know, nuclear chemical biological attacks. There's no connection whatsoever. And they're also trotting out Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey, as the new bin Laden.
And no reality is connected to this. He's admitted CIA, admittedly trained, runs all the major patsy attacks, and it's like, I'm on major talk shows, and a month ago they were ready to talk about it. A week ago, now they're like, yeah, I know he's at the Pentagon, but still, Al-Qaeda's real. This is so great we killed bin Laden. I'm like, reality, reality, wake up.
I think they've come to the point where they've been lied to so much that it kind of
they like
depresses.
It.
Yeah, I mean, they want to believe the lie because they've just been so, you know, bathed in this deception.
Well, no, I mean, there are some women that like men that knock their teeth out and break their nose. There's a big movement in the U.S. and worldwide where men and women are chopping their arms and legs off, and they have their arms and legs chopped off more and more because they've always got to get trendier than the other, and then they live in a box in a diaper. Folks, I'm not joking. Documentaries have been made about this. And then the other person tends for you, and you have no arms and legs. You got to go to Mexico to have it done. And then your lover, in quotes, keeps you in the box. And so, in a way, that's what this, people kind of like it. You know, they kind of like being conned. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Stockholm syndrome. They like their captor. They like the person doing the brainwashing. And it's funny that we had this big fake patriotic fervor in the UK a few days ago with, you know, Union Jacks everywhere outside people's houses. Of course, they daren't put them up at any other time because they get called racist. And then you've got this massive fake patriotic fervor today with these George Washington University College kids that just miraculously turned up on the White House lawn minutes after the announcement.
With crisp American flags.
Made by slaves in China.
Totally staged, just like in Iraq when they pulled the statue down. They said hundreds of thousands did it. And we finally got camera shots that were wide. It was like 40, 50 people maybe. And it was Pachauri. Or not Pachauri, he's the UN scammer. Who's the big U.S. guy they sent in? Chalabi. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and so you've got this big fake celebration when these people in reality are only celebrating another chapter in the collapse of the United States as a global empire and a global superpower. Because as Hamid Gul was warning in the last hour when you spoke to him, this only has the potential to lead to more war and more bloodshed in the Middle East. I mean, Bin Laden, as I wrote my article today, was a very useful boogeyman in life, but in death, you know, the propaganda value will only be intensified because it's P2OG rearing its head once again. It's about killing terrorist leaders to then provoke more terrorist attacks, which is exactly now what they're telling us will happen. And we're told that the United States invaded Afghanistan because that was where Bin Laden was being harbored. Now that Bin Laden's finally dead, does that mean that Obama will move to pull the troops out of Afghanistan? As you said earlier, does it mean that we're not going to get TSA sticking hands down six-year-old pants? As Michael Moore asks today on his website, does this mean that we can have shampoo in our carry-on bags going into the airport? No, it doesn't mean any of that. It means the wars are going to be intensified because now they're going to use any terrorist attacks that come as a result of this, whether real or contrived, as a further justification to go after Syria and to legitimize the airstrikes, the bombings, the killing, the murders of little kids in Libya as well.
Yes, so, and they're saying, hey, look, we did this for 10 years, but it paid off. Sit down, shut up, and take it. Hey, but the CIA ships the drugs in. Shut up. Hey, the foreign banks are abusing us. Shut up. We killed Bin Laden. We're your protectors. Oh, it's sick. Go ahead.
No, I mean, exactly. And it's just about another big worship of the government, just like we had last week in the UK, and now you're having it there. And every other issue, the fact that the dollar's collapsing, that they're murdering little kids in Libya, that China is by 2016 going to be the new global superpower, coincidentally because it doesn't spend all its money on bombing broken back third world countries. That's all shoved to one side, and the nation gets to have this big fake pep rally over Osama bin Laden's iced corpse being thawed out 10 years after he's already died. So it's just a big sideshow. It's another fake. It's another phony. And it was based in the very first hours on this fake backdrop of this hoax image that all the mainstream media outlets reported as genuine. And then when it became confirmed that it was a hoax, blame it on the conspiracy theorists. And now there are more articles coming out. You mentioned one earlier on out of the Atlantic. Lambasting the conspiracy theorists for daring
and notice
to say that
he wouldn't link to our actual articles that have the transcripts with the former number two person at the State Department saying he was frozen and it was all fake 9 years ago. No, they link to a quote Cheech and Chong forum, and you go there, and it's not really our evidence; it's their stuff to make it look like we're crazy weed heads.
Well, yeah, it's just like the London Guardian blamed it on conspiracy theorists, and yet they provided no source for what conspiracy theorists said that the hoax Bin Laden dead image was real, when they were all saying it was fake, as the mainstream media was saying it was real. So again, it's la-la land, it's black is white, up is down, and it's the propaganda's only going to get more intense in the coming days, because they need to use this to legitimize the wars in the Middle East and the attack on Libya.
I was doing an interview Saturday with some folks we brought into town for upcoming film, and I called my wife Saturday, and I said, drive really safe today, be really safe. I said, sometimes it's a big global event or it's an individual event. I normally can't put my finger on it, but everybody's got intuition. But I said, I'm having feelings of dread that something big. And she's like, what do you think it is? I said, probably war. I mean, I have just really been having feelings of dread, folks, and I'm not the type of person that does. I mean, I'm pretty optimistic. I understand who the globalists are. I've got courage. I'm in their face. I have just been having intense feelings of dread. And I told people in the office, you know, I said, I'm having, in fact, we ought to call Dew in here in the next break. We were in there eating barbecue in between shooting breaks, and I was just, man, I'm having dread. I'm having bad dread. I said, can you feel it? Something big's coming. And, folks, this Bin Laden thing only signifies the beginning. They could be getting a nuke ready right now, I mean, to kill a million Americans, and then the public is going to fall down and worship the TSA. They're going to worship the Federal Reserve. They're going to worship it all. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll come back and make some key points, take a few final calls.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm doing 5 minutes into overdrive so I can go to these callers that are patiently holding, and I appreciate you holding while Watson was on. Who's up first out of all these callers? It'd be Don in Germany, Matt and others, or who? Okay, we're going to go to Matt in Arizona and others here in just a moment. My friends, this signifies the recklessness of the globalists, that they would put out a known fake long form that now mainline analysts are looking at and are saying, yes, this has been altered. We don't know why. I mean, they could create a whole cloth fake one better than this, because it's designed to get us fighting with each other, and then they move on to the next thing. It's a military tactic to confuse us. The globalists study military and psychological warfare systems. 90% of military operations are psychological warfare. And now with this Bin Laden thing, it doesn't matter if it's ridiculous. It doesn't matter if it's crazy. It doesn't matter how obvious it is. And the globalists have a philosophy of believing there's too many people. And most mainline yuppies are taught this in college. And if you ask them, are there too many people, should we get rid of them? They say, yeah. And you go, well, that's Nazi. And they go, well, okay. But they feel like they're part of the system, so it's not going to happen to them. See, they're delusional. But please go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go into the featured news archive at the bottom of the featured news story block and look at all the articles we wrote last night, today. We're posting and writing so many articles with so many facets. It's moving every hour. You know, the main news is going off the front page. And there's so much intel there. Get it out to everyone, because they are clearly testing the public. And this is the most important thing I've said today, and I meant to say it for the whole last 3 hours and just got so busy with other minutiae I didn't get to it. This is the number one thing I want to say right now. Please listen to me. It was as if Glenn Beck was speaking last night when Obama spoke. It was as if George W. Bush. It was pure propaganda, the 9/12 type deal. Let's remember the unity and the anger and the mindlessness and the giving up the thought process and saying, I want to give my rights up. Let's remember how we felt the day after 9/11. Well, that's what Bush says. That's what Glenn Beck says. That's what Obama says. Yeah, get into that war fever. Get into that war mode, because they're getting us geared up for more wars. They've launched these attacks in Libya. They're blowing up orphanages. They're killing people's families. They're running al-Qaeda in there. And they need to have Obama be able to look like he's anti-Al-Qaeda right now, because the myth of Al-Qaeda was broken, as it was in the L.A. Times, New York Times, that, yeah, Al-Qaeda is good and bad. And the group we're working with, they're good. And that's what Henry Kissinger went crazy at that trilateral commission meeting. Remember 2 weeks ago we covered this, or a week and a half ago? I mean, they are upset. Their whole fake system is falling in. The Pakistanis are saying, get out of here. Stop the drone attacks. We're done. Oh, we caught Bin Laden. Oh, Al-Qaeda's going to hit us everywhere now. A guy we've been torturing for 8 years says so. I mean, do you really believe 160 nukes are buried? Do you believe any of this? The U.S. and British media, they put out fake Bin Laden photos, say it's real. We come out in the middle of the night with an article saying it's not, and they come out and say, you guys put out the fake photo. We're like, no, you clearly did. They just want to confuse everybody until people just finally go, I don't know what the truth is anymore. I know the globalists lie even when it suits them, because they don't ever want to tell the truth, because if they ever tell the truth, that might start creating that instinct in them. It's so easy to tell the truth. It's so easy to go with the info you really have and with your gut and with the research, instead of having to lie and then think about what you said before. My job is so easy to just sit here and tell the truth. And we've been right on every front, and it's more important than ever, because our bandwidth expenses, the staff, the crew, I'm trying to up the size of our crew. We couldn't have done any of this without your help. Buy the books, buy the videos, buy the DVDs, buy the t-shirts, get the bumper stickers, get it all at InfoWars.com. Support us today. Back in 1 minute with a couple phone calls, and we're ending transmission, and I'll still be on the web.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.